الثامن عشر من شهر شعبان، وهو من شهر شعبان عام 3400 من الهجرة، وهو الشهر وهو اليوم التاسع من الشهر الثامن من عام 2009 للتقويم الغربي. دي برادرز اند سيسترز، يو ار ويلكم تو ذا سكند session of the rulings of fasting here in Masjid Tawbah in Tobago. Today the Sunday, the 17th or the 18th of Sha'ban, 1430, responding the 8th, is it the 8th? The 9th of August 2009. وكنا قد تكلمنا على ما جاء في شعبان وفضائل الصيام. We have spoken about what has been said about شعبان and the merits of fasting. ونتكلم اليوم في أحكام رمضان. And today we speak about rulings of رمضان. أولا، ما من أين جاءت تسمية رمضان؟ ما معنى رمضان؟ Meaning of رمضان. في اللغة العربية رمضان مأخوذ من الرمض والرمض، وهو شدة الحرارة. رمضان is taken from the word رمض and رمض، and it is the high heat temperature. ولذلك جاء في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: صلاة الأوابين حين ترمض الفصال. وصلاة الأوابين يعني صلاة الضحى، أفضلها أفضل وقتها حين ترمض الفصال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: The prayer of الأوابين، أوابين are the one who are the repentants, the repenters. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم said: It is when the فصال، فصال are the calf of the camels, the newborn camels, jump because of the heat of the ear during the day. They jump because of the heat. Because they say ترمض الفصال, meaning the calves of the camels cannot resist the heat. They cannot stay with it, so they jump. أو أنها تأتي تحت أمها, or come and stand beneath the mother, so give her shade to cool down the ear. هذا يسمى رم. هذا الوقت يكون قبل الظهر بساعة تقريبا. This time when the small camels do that, it's approximately an hour before dhuhr. And that is when the sun goes very hot. فهذا الوقت الذي تسخن فيه الشمس فتسخن الأرض هو أفضل وقت صلاة الضحى, ويسمى الرمض. والرمضاء هي الأرض الحارة أو الجمر. And the رمضاء is the hot ground or the burning coal. Burning coal is also called رمضاء. ونلاحظ, and we notice here, أن هذا هو ما أخذ منه اسم رمضان. And this is what the name of رمضان is taken from. إذن لماذا سمي رمضان بهذا الاسم؟ هل رمضان يحرق؟ Why then Ramadan is called this name, given this name? Does Ramadan burn? أي نعم, it burns the sins. تحرق, يحرق الذنوب. يحرق الذنوب, it burns the sins. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا احتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Who fasts during the month of Ramadan, إيمانا, believing that it is obligatory, واحتسابا, and seeking the rewards from Allah, all of his grievous sins would be forgiven. And this is like burning them. It's done. Now, الصوم فرض على ثلاث مراحل. Fasting was made obligatory up to three times or in three stages. أول ما فرض الصوم كان في يوم عاشوراء. The first time fasting was made obligatory was in the day of عاشوراء, the center of محرم. لماذا؟ Why? الرافضة يقولون لأنه اليوم الذي قتل فيه الحسين. The Rafida say that this is because it is the day in which الحسين was killed. لكن لما فرض الصيام الحسين كان لم يولد بعد أو كان رضيعا. But this is wrong because when the fasting was made obligatory on that day, Hussein wasn't born or was he, or he was very little child. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى, الإمام البخاري said في صحيحه, in his book الصحيح, عن سلمة بن الأكوع, on the authority of سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه, قال أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded رجلا من أسلم, a man from the tribe called أسلم, أن أذن في الناس, to declare to the people أن من أكل, أن من كان أكل فليصم بقية يومه, that whoever has already eaten, has already ate food, then let him to continue his fasting, hold of eating and fast what is remaining of that day. ومن لم يكن أكل فليصم فإن اليوم يوم عاشوراء. And whoever hasn't eaten anything yet, then let him to fast as this is the day of Ashura. هذا كان أول عام. This was in the first year of Hijrah when Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Medina first. نعم. ثم في العام الثاني فرض صيام رمضان ونسخ صيام عاشوراء. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من شاء فليصوم ومن شاء فليفطر. In the second year, the ayah, the Quran, came down with the obligation of fasting during the month of Ramadan. And by that, fasting the day of the obligation of fasting the day of Ashura was abrogated. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever wants to fast, let him to fast. Whoever wants to break, he has the choice to break. لكنه شجع على صيام عاشوراء, but he encouraged for fasting the day of عاشوراء. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, as he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, صيام يوم عاشوراء أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة الماضية. Fasting the day of عاشوراء, hope that Allah Ta'ala forgive with it the sins of the previous year. ولكن من أراد أن يصومه فعليه أن يخالف اليهود. But who wants to fast it, then he has to dispute the يهود and fast on this day. فماذا يفعل؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صوموا يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. Mr. Salam said, fast one day before or one day after. أما حديث صوموا يوما قبله ويوما بعده فليس صحيح. والحديث says fast a day before it and a day after it, this is not صحيح. الصحيح الصحيح يوما قبله أو يوما بعده, one day before it or one day after it, يعني added to it. وهذا يعني أن صيام عاشوراء يكون على يومين فقط. And this means that fasting عاشوراء would be 2 days. إما التاسع والعاشر أو العاشر والحادي عشر. Either 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. أما صوم التاسع والعاشر والحادي عشر هذا ليس من السنة. But fasting 9 and 10 and 11 all three together, this is not from the sunnah. وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لئن بقيت لقابل لأصومن التاسع, يعني إضافة إلى العاشر. لما أخبر أن اليهود يصومون العاشر, and when he was told that the Yahud fast the 10th of Muharram, he said I would if I live until next Muharram I would fast the 9, meaning added to the 10. هذا كان أول فرض الصيام. This was the first obligation for fasting. نعم. الفرض الثاني أن رمضان جعل على التخيير أول الأمر. رمضان fasting during the Ramadan was made as a choice in the beginning, as a choice. من أراد أن يصوم من أراد أن يصوم فليصوم, ومن لم يريد أن يصوم فليطعم. Whoever wants to fast, let him to fast. Whoever doesn't want to fast, then he has to feed a needy for each day. هذا متى? When was this? يا أخوان. When was this? هذا كان في أول الإسلام. This was at the beginning of Islam. لكن جاءت المرحلة الثالثة لفرض الصيام. But after that, the third stage of the obligation of fasting came. والله عز وجل أوجب الصيام على كل قادر. And then Allah Ta'ala made it obligatory to, يعني, for everyone who is able to fast during the month of Ramadan. نعم. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة البقرة. As Allah Ta'ala said in سورة البقرة, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه, ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر, يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. So in this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah Allah Ta'ala clarified that شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was descended, and he unzil bil Quran هدى للناس, as guidance for people, وبينات من الهدى والفرقان, and clarification of the guidance and distribution. فمن شهد منكم الشهر, and whomsoever is present and see the moon of Ramadan, or comes to know the news of sighting the moon of Ramadan, let them then to fast Ramadan. Except for one who is a traveler or ill, then they can make up these days and sometime after Ramadan. نعم. ونأتي إن شاء الله على بيان أحكام الناس أو أصناف الناس. And we will come to speak about the different rulings for people in regard to fasting. من أحكام الصيام, from the rulings of fasting, النية. النية, the intention, the intention. فإن النية شرط في صوم الفرض, وكذا كل صوم واجب كالقضاء والكفارة, بأن تكون سابقة يعني من الليل. نعم، يعني شرط في كل صوم، هي شرط سابق. It's a condition that must exist before fasting. The intention must exist before you begin fasting. That is for every obligatory fasting. Ramadan, the kafara, the makeup, and the qada. The makeup is the qada and the kafara is the recovery. فلا يصلح أن يستيقظ الإنسان في النهار ويقول اللهم إني صائم. It's not correct for the man who is fasting Ramadan or kafara or qada to awake in the morning and say, oh Allah, I'm fasting. لا، النية لابد أن تكون من الليل. لماذا؟ The intention must be from the night. Why؟ لما ورد من حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها، من حديث حفصة، حفصة بنت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنها أم المؤمنين، أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. عند حديث حفصة رضي الله تعالى عنها، the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever does not have the intention of fasting from the night then he has, even if he fast it's not considered. لكن هذا متى؟ هذا في صوم الفرض. This is only with the obligatory fasting, not the optional. أما صيام النافلة فالنية فيه يجوز أن تطرأ في أثناء النهار بشرط أنه لم يأكل ولم يشرب قبل ذلك. But fasting, the optional fasting, can be, the intention for it can be during the day with the condition that this person did not eat or drink since Fajr, yani since the night before Fajr. يعني لو أن إنسانا نام واستيقظ يعني صلى الفجر ونام ولم يأكل شيء. Somebody prayed Fajr and slept. He did not eat nothing. طيب. واستيقظ لصلاة الظهر. And he awake during the dawn time. وهذا يعني أنه لم يبقى معه إلا قليل من النهار. So this means that he doesn't have much time till المغرب. فقال الأفضل أن أصوم خلاص لأن ما بقي إلا قليل، نصف النهار راح. He said حافظ بديز دان لأني فاست. هذا يجوز له أن يصوم. This man can fast. Can. لأن هذا الصوم نافلة. Because this fasting is optional. وما دليلنا على هذا؟ What is the دليل for this؟ الدليل هو ما ثبت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان ربما جاء بيت إحدى زوجاته فقال هل عندكم من طعام؟ فقالوا لا، فقال اللهم إني صائم. أي سمع حديث للبروفيس صلى الله عليه وسلم as it said he used to come to one of his houses and he asked his wives, do you have anything to eat? They say no, nothing. Then he says, okay, Allahumma inni sa'im, oh Allah, I'm fasting. انظر هو جاء بنية الأكل. He came with the intention to eat. فلم يجد أكل فقال اللهم إني صائم. But he did not find anything to eat. He said, oh Allah, I'm fasting. متى نشأت النية؟ When the niyyah is established, بالليل at night أو بالنهار or in the morning in the day. It's in the day. لكن هذا في النفل وليس في الفرض. This is in the optional, not in the obligatory. إذا قلنا النية الأولى, we said that the first ruling of the niyyah أن تكون للصوم الواجب to be for the obligatory fasting. وهذه متى تكون؟ When should this niyyah exist? Before fasting, from the night. نعم قبل الصوم من الليل. والنية لصيام نافلة. أنا نية for optional fasting. متى تكون؟ أي وقت. بعض أهل العلم قال هذا للنافلة المطلقة. Some of the people of knowledge said this is for the general نافلة. ما معنى النافلة المطلقة؟ What is the meaning of general نافلة؟ كهذا أن يأتي فلا يجد طعاما يقول نصائل. يستيقظ فلا يرغب الطعام يقول نصائل. He comes, he doesn't find food, he says I'm fasting. He awakes and he doesn't feel that he wants to eat, he says Allah نصائل. No problem. قالوا لكن النوافل المعينة تحتاج إلى نية سابقة. They say that the nafila, which is determined, it needs a precondition or a condition pre to it. ما معنى هذا؟ What is the meaning of that? صوم الاثنين والخميس، صوم ثلاثة الأيام البيض من كل شهر، صوم عرفة، صوم عاشوراء. قالوا هذه تحتاج إلى نية من الليل. These days they say the Monday and Thursdays, 3 days in the middle of the month, عاشوراء، عرفة، they and وستة أيام من شوال، 6 days of شوال، وتسعة أيام من الحج لغير الحاج، والثمانية للحاج، and the 9 days of حج for the people who are not in حج. 8 days for those who are in Hajj. قالوا هذه تحتاج إلى نية سابقة للصوم. العلماء said this need an intention pre to fasting. لماذا؟ قال أن هذا معين. صحيح أنه نافل لكن معين. He said this is determined, specific. Although it is optional fasting, but it's determined. Is known يعني. وهل تؤثر، هل يجب استمرار النية أو إذا طرأ عليها شيء تؤثر؟ The intention can it be affected during the day؟ بمعنى by the meaning لو أن إنسان نوى صوم من الليل، a man intended to fast from the night. وقبل الظهر نوى أن يفطر. And before الظهر he intended to break. لكنه لم يأكل شيئا. ولم يشرب شيئا. ثم قال لا 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 أحسن أني أستمر في صومي حتى المغرب. واستمر. And then he said no. I better go on my fasting until Maghrib. And he continued. ماذا نقول بهذا الصوم؟ فسد أو لم يفسد؟ What do we say about this fasting? Broken or not broken? Broken. This is one saying of the ulama, but the majority are not broken. Some of the ulama said just the intention is enough, and changing the intention is enough to lose fasting. يقولون تغيير النية يكفي لبطلان الصيام. ولكن الأكثرية يقولون لا. But majority say no. طيب ماذا يقول الأكثر؟ يقولون what the majority say? They say إذا دخل إنسان في صلاة نافلة يريد صلي ركعتين، هل تحتاج إلى نية قبلها أو لا؟ If a person wants to pray nafil, 2 rak'at, does he need for niya before it or no? Does he need for intention or no? He does need. يقولون وهو في الركعة الأولى نوى أن يخرج من الصلاة. And the first rak'at, he intended to come out of salah, to break it. هل تبطل صلاته؟ قالوا لا. They say the salah is not invalidated حتى يخرج فعلا من الصلاة أو يحدث أمرا مما يبطل الصلاة. Until he comes out of salah practically, or he does something from what invalidates the salah. لكن مجرد النية لا تؤثر في صحة هذا العمل. He said, but changing the intention only does not affect on this deed. نعم. الردة apostasy تفسد الصيام. It invalidates fasting. لماذا؟ Why? نعم. He lost the principle, the base. He lost the base. مثاله عندنا مبنى. Example, we have a building. وله قاعدة. It has a base, foundation. ووضعت أصابيع الديناميت في القاعدة. And you put dynamite in the foundation of this house. وفجرتها. And you explode the dynamite. هل ستتفجر القاعدة أو لا؟ The foundation going to explode or not? نعم. هل يبقى المبنى؟ Can the building still exist if the foundation is exploded? لا. ولذلك إذا أتى بناقض من نواقض الإسلام فإن العمل الذي هو فيه يبطل من أصله. And that's why if the person commits any actions or sayings of apostasy, the worship that he is in the middle of it is gone, because the whole Islam is gone. طيب تاب ورجع من وقته. He repented and returned from that time. What he does? نعم. But he should not eat until the time of breaking in the fast. And then, and meaning until Maghrib. Five and then. Another thing. This is correct, but it's still a need for some. No, it's there, of course, because he's in the middle of Ramadan. He'll fast all the month of Ramadan. He has to make up for that day. طيب. What about the past day? That he fasts 14 days. On the 15th, he had done something of obviousness. And then repented in the same time. So you said he should continue his fasting and make up the day after Ramadan. Excellent. And continue fasting the remaining 15 days. Excellent. The last 14 days. Why? Because he was still a Muslim in those days. See?
Because he still had a base.
He had a base when he was fasting. It's up to Allah to forgive him. Another thing. It's neither this nor that. It is because everything he done before he committed the apostasy is gone with the apostasy. The apostasy, the act or saying of apostasy, has damaged everything free to it. Everything gone. It is like a person who is a Christian and he came to embrace Islam in the middle of Ramadan. What do we tell him? Did you fast those days? He says, no, I didn't fast. He says that he was drunk all those days. So what are you going to tell him? Okay, he should fast from now on and make up those days. Nah, because halas, all the past is gone. All the past is gone. والدليل على ذلك, and the دليل for that is what Usama ibn Zayd said. ما قاله Usama ibn Zayd. لما قتل الراعي كلب الشبر فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقتلته بعد أن قال لا إله إلا الله؟ You killed him after he said لا إله إلا الله. ها؟ أيه. Then أسامة said يا رسول الله إنما قالها ليتقي السيف. Almost like he just said it to protect himself from the sword. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هل لا شققت عن صدره؟ Have you opened his chest to see؟ فما زال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكرر عليه أقتلته بعد أن قال لا إله إلا الله. The Prophet said continued saying to him you killed him after he said لا إله إلا الله, you killed him after he said لا إله إلا الله. أسامة said, فقال أسامة عندها وددت أني لو أسلمت ذلك اليوم. He said I wish that I become Muslim only in that day, لأن هذا يعني أن ما قبل لا يطالب به الإنسان. وكان هناك من الصحابة من ارتد كفر ثم رجع كابن أبي سرح كاتب الوحي, ارتد ثم رجع فحسن إسلامه. He apostated and then he returned back to Islam and he was of a good Islam until he died. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يأمره بإعادة الصلاة والصيام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not command him to make up those days and fast and prayer. نعم. رمضان متى تكون النية؟ هل تكون في أول الشهر أم كل ليلة أم تتجدد؟ وين كان يعني when the intention is essential in fasting Ramadan, is it one intention at the beginning of the month or every night we have to renew our intention or what? ماذا تقول؟ What do you say? Every night, once a month. Once a month, beginning of the month, and the rest, إخوان. What do you do? You don't do intention at all? Yes. Every night, so two every night, two once a month. Ah. You don't know?
Either one.
Oh, you can't do either one. Okay. No, I don't want you can. I want to know what is obligatory. So, once begin of the month. So three, two, two. Ten. Before or after? Or in the middle? Before. So four to two. Brother? Once for them, five to two. Or the number is increasing. Sheikh? Six to two. Seven to two.
He's
got it too.
Yes.
Ah, Osman. You do no one? Huh? Every night, 3 to 7. Same. Oh, same shape. So, 3 to 10. Ishaan. You intend in Shawwal? Oh. Huh? Before the month, 11. What about you, brother? Before the month, before the month. What? All you back? You back all? Every night? Oh, four. 4 to 13 now.
Before the
fast, this is more technical. We did not. We're coming to technical. We're coming to the technical. We leave the technical until the time of. But generally, because there are two different stages of the ulama. Some ulama say you will have to have the intention every night, and they say if you sleep at asr when you are fasting, and you continue sleeping, did not awake until fajr next day. They say this following day fasting is not valid. Why? They say because you slept asr before night and you awake at fajr, which is the night gone. So you did not do the intention. So who say every night will make people who sleep this way to lose their next day fasting. The proper opinion is beginning of the month. Once you intend I fast the whole month. This is the intention. This is your intention. You are going to fast the whole month. And then يعني النية تكون في أول الشهر بقينا الجماعة وهذا يكفي. ثم بعد ذلك يأتي التفصيل كما ذكره الإمام هنا جزاه الله خير. And then the technical comes as the Imam just said. إذا نوى الإنسان أن يقطع صيام رمضان بسفر ولو كان في الليل قرر أن يسافر يعني في الليل إلى ترينيداد وبما أنه مسافر فلم يصوم ويريد أن لا يصوم. Someone intended tonight I'm traveling to Trinidad and we are in Ramadan, assume. And he said as long as I'm going to be traveling I don't want to fast. This is his right. And he traveled. Now when he comes back to Tobago where he is staying, he will have to renew this intention because there was a break. There was a break. But if he wanted to travel, intended to travel, but he did not want to break because it's simple, it's only 40 minutes by plane. Huh? Just 20? 20 only? Okay, like Jeddah to Medina. By plane, only 20. We never completed the cup of juice. We ask him to take around, he doesn't want. He just go point to point. Anyway, he decided, said, okay, I'm not going to be tired anyway. Let me fast. So this trouble does not break the intention. But if he intended to break the fasting because of trouble, then he needs to renew the intention. This is technical, more technical. Same thing, the person who's sick. He's sick. And he is given medicine to take during the day. So he has a reason to break. He took the medicine. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. 4 days, alhamdulillah, is okay, he wants to fast. Now he has to have the intention from the night. Because there was a practical break. Now, a woman who is in menses, and she gets free of menses during Ramadan. She fasted in the beginning, 3-4 days. Then she had the menses, 7 days. Then she's free. She has to have the intention again. Because there was a break, practical break. Not only intention, a practical break. Okay? This practical break will cause the fasting to be in finish. No? Make up the days of Ramadan. When should it be? When should the make up of Ramadan be? As soon as possible. ASAP. ASAP. Well, it is, of course, better to be as soon as possible. Some of the ulama say بعض أهل العلم يقول إن قضاء صوم رمضان ينبغي أن يكون على الفورية الصون البسيط، وبعضهم يقول التراخي and some say as you like but before the next رمضان. وهؤلاء عندهم دليل وهؤلاء عندهم دليل، دي اصحاب دليل دي اصحاب دليل، وكلها صحيحة and all correct. الذين يقولون على الفور قالوا إن هذا حق الله، حق الله لا يحتمل التأخير. They said that this is right of Allah. Right of Allah cannot be delayed. وأنت لا تضمن الحياة. And you cannot guarantee your life. والذين قالوا بجواز التأخير استدلوا بحديث عائشة. استدلوا بحديث عائشة. Who said that you can't delay? They used as a دليل الحديث في عائشة. أنها كانت لا تقضي إلا في شعبان. That she used, she did not use to make up the days of Ramadan until شعبان. والذين قالوا على الفور قالوا لا يصح أن يصوم ستة من شوال حتى يصوم القضاء. Those who said as soon as possible, they said you cannot start the 6 days of Shawwal until you make up the days of Ramadan. والذين قالوا على التراخي and those who said on inconvenience, they said قالوا لأنه يجوز أن يصوم ستة من شوال وغيرها من النوافل. They said you can fast the 6 days of Shawwal and other optional fasting before the قضاء. وكله صحيح لكن الأولى أن يبادر الإنسان. All is correct but the best is one to better to do the obligatory fasting as soon as possible to make them up. لأنك لو مت ولم تقضي حسبت عليه. Because if you die before you do the make up of this day, then you are going to be punished for it. أما إذا مت من غير أن تؤدي نوافل فإنك لا تحاسب عليها. But if you die before you do the optional fasting, you're not going to be punished for it. No.